afternoon, the Exotic Set. This is Kerry speaking.
Hello, Kerry. My name's Jenny. Just ringing, and I'm not even sure if my daughter-in-law's already phoned you. Okay. Haven't by any chance had a little young female cockatiel handed in, have you?
No, we haven't. I'm sorry. I can definitely take down some details just in case one is handed in to us.
That would be amazing, yeah.
Certainly. Let me just get into our lost and found. I'll just make sure the other nurse hasn't recorded anyone finding one. Okay. What was the cockatiel's name?
Chino. C-H-I-N-O.
Okay, no. No one's...
I don't like our chances, but you never can tell if she
flew.
Know. And yeah. I've had them land in my garage while the door was open and I was doing some cleaning, and just out of nowhere, a little one flew straight in, landed on the ground. I picked it up and then put a notice up, and the owner came and got it. So, you don't know.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
So Chino,
C-H-I-N-O? C-H-I-N-O, yes, Chino. Yeah. She's only just learnt to fly, unfortunately, and then so she's only young and quite smart, because she was already training on recall. So if you called her and said, Chino, come, she would come and fly for you.
Oh, really? Oh, dear.
Yes, yeah, I know. Okay.
Does she have a leg ring or any microchip or anything like that?
No.
No, okay. And sorry, your name?
My name's Jenny, and the little cockatiel belongs to my daughter-in-law, who, of course, as you would imagine, is absolutely devastated.
Distraught, yeah, certainly. Mm. And what area did she go missing?
Scarborough.
And do you know what colour she was, like mutation?
So she was like a speckled grey with those little white tails, but her tails at the end, she was sort of losing them and whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got those little yellow cheeks, as they do, and basically a little yellow crest.
Nice.
So, yeah, so she's that kind of speckled grey, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is the best number to call if we happen to have one coming.
Yeah, absolutely, because, I mean, even if I wasn't here at the house, because I've just been, as you do, living and hoping.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've got all your details down, Jenny. So if anyone does bring in this little one into the practice, we'll definitely give you a call. If someone phones up saying they found one matching this description, can we give them your number?
Oh, God, yes, absolutely.
Okay. I'll also advise
grabbing,
you to...
grabbing it out anything. And I was going to put it up onto Scarborough Community Board thing.
Definitely all those pages. Also the Lost and Found Animal Registry at the RSPCA, because a lot of people phone them as well.
Oh, do they? Okay.
Parrot Alert as well is another good one. A lot of people will report them missing or found, on those sites as well. And obviously just all the other local vet surgery.
I might jump on the Parrot Alert one. That sounds like a, one. And I did see a couple that were advertised. Frankie, stop it.
Certainly. Oh.
There we go. Two dogs.
Yeah, I've got it all here on file. We'll give you a call if anything comes in matching that description.
That would be wonderful. Thank you so much. Okay, have a good day. Thanks.
Bye.